This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Jim Perdue, CEO and Chairman of Perdue Farms. How are you, Jim?
Very good, Robert.
And I know that those titles don't mean much to you in a family business, but I do want to ask you, it was founded in 1920, and I'm wondering, by your grandfather, Arthur Perdue, his wife, Pearl, what was it like growing up in this business and having an iconic father like your father, Frank Perdue?
Well, I think it was a typical family business. I mean, our house was right next to the office, you know, within 50 feet. So, you know, I mean, so my grandfather was across the street, and so everybody was worked in the business. You know, my mother was the janitor at night and the payroll clerk in the day, but it was fun. I mean, it was a small group of employees for many years, and everybody knew everybody, and it was kind of like one big family. And we try to maintain a family atmosphere, but it's a little more difficult when you get to be 21,000 people.
Absolutely. And I know you didn't join immediately. Didn't you get a PhD in marine biology, I think?
Something? Well, I was in fisheries, and
fisheries.
My interest was aquaculture. So growing sort of like chickens, except doing it in the sea with salmon and shellfish and that sort of thing. So I studied aquaculture at the University of Washington in Seattle, and decided to come back into the business after that.
So we'll talk about your leadership philosophy later, but what I do want to ask you is, this is one of the few companies that you're having your centennial anniversary fairly soon. Not many companies can boast that they put food on the table in America for that long. What has the Perdue business really done to evolve over the years and remain so successful?
Well, you know, I think somebody often asks what my job is here, and my job is really to keep the values strong, and we have values that really stem back to my grandfather, and those values are things that are never changing. Those are always the same through the three generations. What changes, of course, is the way you the products you produce, and you know, the how you run your business, how you evolve with the customer, and those sorts of things. But so the values of quality, integrity, and trust and teamwork, those are all things that were very strong with my grandfather and also with my father, and that's how I think the continuity of the generations is works in any business.
Well, you say in any business. Do you think that's more so in terms of values in a family business, or less so, or does it not matter?
You know, I think your strong companies, they know who they are, and they know what got them there. You know, I think it's kind of like Apple. I mean, Apple kind of lost its way. I think it got away from its values, and I think Steve Jobs brought those values back. Same thing with Starbucks. Howard Schultz brought those values back. So, you know, you can deviate from those values, and you start to run into trouble. And so I think I've become very, very a strong proponent of really focusing on your values and making sure people know what they are. And, you know, and if somebody isn't interested in quality in this company, they're going to be in trouble. They're going to know they stand out, and that's an example. I think that's very important.
And as CEO, what's the relationship between culture and values and the customer?
Well, I think the customer knows. An example is in the days my dad was really outselling chicken. I mean, the customer knew one thing. If he had a problem, he could call my dad, literally. And that's stands today with our associates, with the farmers who grow our chickens, or with customers who sell our chickens. They can pick up the phone and call me personally, and my number, they have my number, and I get plenty of calls, by the way. So that's an example. That's been a historic culture of this company, and as long as I'm here, that will continue to be an important part of the culture.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Jim Perdue, who is the CEO and chairman of Perdue Farms. And let's talk about really your customers and consumers. It seems that tastes have obviously changed dramatically. How do you have a company like Perdue follow the customer or change with the customer?
Yeah, well, and I think the customers have changed in what they're looking for. And I think one of the values of being a privately held company in this business is you can think long term and not think about the short term profit of the quarter. Because we may come up with products. For example, oven stuffer roaster is a great product my dad developed. But it lost money for a couple of years before it began to contribute earnings, but you know, in a public company that may not have happened, but he knew that was a product that at the time the consumer wanted. Now today that product takes a long time to cook, and so what we did is we put it in an oven ready bag that you can put in the oven, and it takes half the time to cook a meal that is very elegant that you can put on the table for the family. So again, convenience, speed of cooking, these are things that are new, that are important to the consumer. And so we have to continually come up with products that meet this ever-changing need of, you know, time consumption. You know, everybody's working hard and they're busy, but, you know, they want to have a quality meal with the family. And that's been our objective in all the products we produce.
So it's a quality meal with the family. But do you have to anticipate customer needs, and if so, how do you anticipate how they're going to change, or do you wait for the customer needs to happen and then you follow them?
Well, we have an innovation center, and we have a lot of focus groups of consumers that come in, and they not only taste products, but they tell us what they're looking for.
And with those focus groups, would those be more of end users, or are they more of what you'd call distributors and the grocers?
Mostly end users, but we need to also, and we also enlist our what we call first receivers, which may be a supermarket, because they're there with the customer also, with the consumer, and they know what's important and what's selling and what's not selling. So we have to listen to both. But the consumer ultimately is you know, I'll give you an example. One of the big concerns today is that chickens are so big that things like the boneless breast are, you know, they're too big to cook, to thaw, compared to the old days. So we came out with a perfect portions. We slit that breast so that it's half the size and cooks quickly in 10 minutes. It thaws in very few minutes, and that solved a problem. And also they can put it in their freezer and it's individually wrapped, so they don't have to put it in their own baggie. They told us they were doing these things, see? And if they tell you they're doing those things, you need to listen to what they're saying and then do it for them.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So let's talk about marketing. Perdue was perhaps one of the first companies into America's living rooms back in the 60s, and you were really extolling the virtues of wholesome, healthy chicken, which today is more important than ever. We probably have chicken in my family 5 days a week.
Great.
I knew you'd like that. So, but here's the question. Now, with social media, everything changes. How do you manage that? How do you communicate to this audience? And how has your marketing really changed over the years?
Yeah, you know, when Dad started advertising in the early 70s, there were only three networks. You know, there was somewhat of a captured audience when you were on TV, for example. Today, TV is much more diluted with cable and the, you know, the flipper, you know, that you can flip from one station to the other. So it probably doesn't have as much impact. We still concentrate a lot on TV advertising, though, because it's still the most efficient way to communicate with the consumer. But as you said, today's consumers, especially young consumers, you know, want a two-way conversation, not a one-way conversation that an advertising does. So we certainly are, you know, we have a new campaign we're out with, We Believe in a Better Chicken. And it's on TV, but it's also on Facebook, Twitter, and we communicate with the blogs, because that's where people are getting their information today, much more so than just TV. So you have to be participating, I think, in all of those different channels of communication.
And how about video on the web? That seems to be growing.
Absolutely. And in our internet site, you know, we have videos that support basically the We Believe in a Better Chicken campaign. And there's different vignettes on what we feed them, you know, how we get them more tender, that we have a claim on, so that they can be better educated. You know, my dad used to do that through newspaper, a full-page newspaper telling exactly why yellow chicken is better for you, or a better Purdue chicken. And but today people aren't reading, obviously, newspapers like they used to. So that's, we're trying to do it through these other mediums.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're about to take a break. We're with Jim Purdue, the CEO and chairman of Purdue Farms. Be back in a few.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camuso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camuso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamusoCPA.com. That's CamusoCPA.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show. We're here with Jim Perdue, CEO and Chairman of Perdue Farms, and we're talking about a better chicken, but what I want to do is shift. I want to talk about the environment because it seems to me that Perdue has really embraced environmental stewardship. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Talk about what you're doing to measure your success.
Well, you know, today the consumer, you know, you produce products, and that's what you used to only do, and that's all they were interested in. Today they want to know how you produced them. What did you do with your animals? What did you do with the waste, for example? You know, are you recycling? Are you reducing water usage? All those things. So, and there's much more of a desire to be transparent and to know more of that information. The other thing, of course, are corporate offices, and four of our largest operations are on the Chesapeake Bay, and the Chesapeake Bay is a focal point right now on the environment. So, for all those reasons, you know, we're doing a lot of projects and a lot of processes, you know, that do that. And for example, one of them, we're the only company in the United States in poultry who has a recycling center for chicken manure, believe it or not. And we do about 400 chicken houses worth of manure. That's about 60,000 tons of manure we make into an organic fertilizer that we then sell to people like Scotts or organic growers because it's a great, and it's certified organic, so it's a great win-win. We get the product out of the watershed, and at the same time, we provide a place for that grower to do with his litter where he used to put it on the farmland, and then it could contribute to the pollution in the bay, or the fact that we work with EPA now. Again, it's an only company with EPA doing this, where we actually go on the farms with EPA's guidelines, and we basically record, you know, what's going on that farm as it relates to the chickens. And that's because they don't have enough legs to go to all the farms. We do. But there has to be a trust there between the EPA and Perdue. And so that's a program that we've been working on for about 3 years.
It sounds similar in a way to what a leader like Waste Management is doing in terms of extracting value from waste, that you found how with the fertilizer to really add something significantly.
Absolutely, yep. And another, we just installed 11,000 solar panels here on the Eastern Shore at our office and also at the feed mill. And that will be producing about 25% of our electrical needs on an annual basis, up to 90% on a summer day. Because, again, we think that, you know, that's important as part of our sustainability value to, you know, be contributing to that.
And as we're talking about sustainability, and we are here with Jim Perdue, the chairman CEO of Perdue Farms, let's talk about the population. I know that we're moving from close to 7 billion, and before you know it, we'll be at 9 billion. How are we going to feed this growing population? You're in the business. What advice do you have?
Well, it's going to be a challenge because there's so much demand today for the inputs, and by inputs, I mean corn, soybeans, wheat. All of these are inputs that we feed to our chickens, but they're also now being used for biofuels. For example, ethanol will, for the first time this year, ethanol in the United States will take more corn than what we produce for food in the entire United States. China and India are growing populations that want more protein. And if you want protein, you have to feed, you know, the animals with feed. So there is more and more demand for that. So, you know, it's going to be a continuing issue that I think politicians are going to have to decide one day whether they want to produce the grain for fuel or they want to produce it for food. And I think if you start seeing some of the issues going on in the Middle East and other places, I think that a lot of that, you know, stems from a concern about getting enough to eat. You know, in the United States, 11 to 12% of disposable income is spent on food. So as food prices go up, it's more an inconvenience. But in third world countries, it's 80% of the income is spent on food. So then it becomes a matter of survival.
That's a fascinating statistic. You're right.
Yeah, but it's something I think the entire world is going to have to, because it's a global economy and grain is global. And so it's not just what we produce in the United States, it's what's produced worldwide.
Okay, this is Robert Rees speaking with Jim Perdue, and we've been talking about the future a lot. I want to talk now about your leadership philosophy, and we have about 3 minutes left in this interview. So, really, how do you view your job? You spoke that values are most important. You have to oversee, I guess, about 21,000 people, you said. What is most important to you in your job as CEO?
Well, we talk constantly at Purdue about people, products, and profitability in that order. And my dad used to say, if you take care of your people, you produce quality products, then profitability will follow. And that's a philosophy that, again, you know, stems really from my grandfather through my father, and I believe in the same thing. So we spend a lot of time on people. And so, for example, at our, you know, 15 operations, we have wellness centers. These are centers that are staffed by doctors from the community who come in. People leave the line. They leave their job. They go to see a doctor with an appointment. They pay a copay about, I think it's $12. But we pay them the entire time they leave their job, see the doctor, and get back again. They don't lose any time. And so we believe, for 15 years we've been doing this now, that and we have lower medical costs as a result, because people are avoiding chronic diseases like high blood pressure, mm-hmm. Diabetes, and that sort of thing. So, again, people is the first thing, and then products and innovation of products is our second mantra. And then, of course, we believe if we do those two things, then profitability will follow.
Mm-hmm. And how about for family businesses? Very few have built as sustainable family businesses as you have. What advice would you have to people in family businesses to run them successfully?
Well, number one, you can't have family members come into a business just because they're a family member. You have to do what's best for the business. And the worst thing you can do is have a mediocre family member running a company. And so we spend a lot of time on succession, both family members and and outside folks, and we the best people. You know, my job is making sure we have the right people in the right jobs, and if that works, then my job becomes a lot easier, and it's a win-win. And so, again, people is number one, and the people running the business is key to that. But at the same time, you have to provide an invitation, as it were, for family members to come in and have guidelines. You have to. You do have to do some things differently, I think, with a family member because they're sacrificing also. They could be working somewhere else, but so we have a lot of guidelines and principles that we've worked with outside consultants to try to make sure we go to a fourth generation. And we have 3 fourth generation folks in the business right now, and we hope to have more.
Well, that sounds like a good wrap up, Jim, and we'll look forward to the fourth generation as well as the booming third generation of the Purdue family. Robert Rees on the CEO Show, signing off.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Doug Woods. How are you, Doug?
I'm fine, Robert. How are you?
Good. Doug is the co-founder and CEO of DPR Construction. Some people know the name. Not everyone does. But it's a really fascinating company. This year it just hit number 13 on Fortune's best companies to work for in America. And I know everyone fights for that. So congratulations, Doug.
Well, thank you, Robert. We're proud of having accomplished that and look forward to maintaining our ranking and trying to move higher.
So first question is, before we talk about even what the company is, what do you do to achieve something like being the number 13 in all of America?
I think what we've tried to do to achieve that kind of ranking and to even do better is we take great care of our employees. We're a customer-focused business, one that has to be able to produce to our customers' schedule, their budgets, and their needs. And the only way I know to achieve those kinds of things is to have employees that will do that. And so in order to take care of your customers, you have to take care of your employees to start with. So,
so that's the question. Which comes first, employee or customer, in your focus?
Well, in reality, I think the employees come first because those are our assets that are out executing what we do to take care of our customers. So whether it's training or it's benefits, all the kinds of things that you offer to employees to motivate them to do great things, that's what we try to do first, and then they will ultimately take care of our mission, which is really to take care of our customers and do great jobs for them.
What specifics do you do to motivate your employees?
Specifics. Specifically, I think, as I said, benefits. I think that certainly within our industry, we are sort of at the top of the benefits effort. And then I think training. We spend a lot of time making sure that our employees get the kind of training that they need to sort of do the jobs that we ask of them, but also so that they can advance. I think we also look at opportunities. We like people to feel creative and to inspired to do great things. And so one of the things we have is a program specifically for innovation. How can we try to move our industry forward? What are the kinds of things that we as individuals want to work on? And so through this innovation program, employees have a chance to volunteer ideas that are accepted as being worthwhile ideas. We will, you know, let them help to develop business plans around how we can develop these efforts. And I think that kind of inspires people. One of the ideas that we've got is a robot to lay out on the floor of a building, you know, where there's going to be plumbing or HVAC or electrical. If after you pour the slab during the daytime, if a robot could go out there at night and mark all the locations for the penetrations or the work that's up in the ceiling above, could save a tremendous amount of time and would be very accurate because it's done with GPS. That's one of the kinds of things that our employees have, the ideas that they've brought up and things we're trying to develop to make our industry better and to make ourselves better.
That's a great example, and I was just about to ask you that. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. I'm here today with Doug Woods, who's the co-founder and CEO of DPR Construction. We're just talking about the employees, but let's take step one, talk about the business, what DPR Construction is.
DPR Construction is a general contractor and construction manager. We were founded in 1990, by myself and Peter Nosler and Ron Davidowski. That's why it's DPR, right. Doug, Peter, Ron. From the very start, we have been a technical construction, technical construction company. And what I mean by that is we have always tackled technically challenging projects that are heavy in mechanical, electrical, process systems, process controls, things like that go into life science projects, things that go into advanced technology, semiconductor manufacturing, data centers, hospitals, life sciences. We do a lot of pharmaceutical manufacturing facilities. Those are the kinds of projects that the founders, and not only myself and Peter and Ron, but the other group that joined us at the very beginning, those are the kind of projects we love to build. And we've sort of developed for ourselves a niche where there aren't as many players in the marketplace, where we can, one, win more projects, but two, hopefully try to make a little bit better margins. Now, of course, those markets are very good today, and they're one of the few markets that are strong, and so we've got a lot of competitors coming in and sort of joining in the fight to get these projects. So the margins are not as good as they used to be, perhaps, but we're still maintaining our revenue stream because we've been doing this for so long.
And I know you work for companies like Pixar. How about Apple? What did you do with them?
There's some companies I'm not allowed to talk about what we do for them. So, you know, they're...
And figures, I'd ask one of those, right? Could you talk? Could you? And figures, I asked one of those in Apple.
You did,
right?
Yes.
How about in healthcare? Because that's really fascinating. I know you work with a lot of companies there. What are some of the next trends that are emerging in healthcare construction?
Healthcare construction is looking to go faster. You know, the less time that it takes to bring a product to market. The better it is for the customer. Healthcare facilities are looking at ways to achieve LEED, to go green as much as possible. Also, you know, some of the things we're doing to try and build faster is we're looking more and more at ways to modularize components of construction, to build certain things off-site and to then be able to place them into the building, things such as head walls. The head wall of a... In a hospital room is the head of the bed, where all the medical gases and the utilities feed to the prospective patients. If that can be built off-site, prefab, with all those components in place, we can then slide it in, and it saves time. We're also doing the same thing with the toilet rooms to go back-to-back in hospital rooms to try and speed that effort up. Hospitals take a long time to build. They're very technical, and everything that we can do to try and do it faster certainly helps in that respect. So then from the you know, they're huge energy consumers, and everything that we can do to try and reduce the amount of energy that gets used in that hospital certainly helps in the operating expenses for that project. So, and then beyond that, there's the safety concerns that exist in any hospital. Infection control and those kinds of things are important to all of our customers, and everything that we can do to advance that effort is help to the customer as well.
And it's really interesting, you're talking about the modularization of construction, and that seems to be a way that helps reduce cost, increase quality, and somehow it doesn't seem that it has come into vogue as much.
Well, you know, the construction industry has been slow to adopt modularization. The part of the problem is each project that we do is pretty much a prototype. And until the world of automation, the computers caught up to where we are and can, you know, today we can build a building in the computer. We can produce a model that, you know, to within a half an inch, quarter inch, an eighth of an inch will represent exactly what's going to happen throughout that project. Once we've got that kind of detail, we can now take certain pieces of it out and sub it out to manufacturers who can make that either offshore or at lower cost areas. And then we ship it to the job site and they're able to install it. It saves a lot of money when you can build things in a factory where everything's sort of at waist level. It's easy to put together. And it's when it's built the same every time, it's easy to put into the building and produces a much better or higher quality product. Not only faster, but it's better.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Doug Woods. We're about to take a break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to find about some of the great challenges that he had, a specific big challenge, and that's why I'm giving him the break to think about that. And then we're really learning about starting a company from scratch with three partners and building it to becoming one of the great companies in America. Any quick advice before we take a break to our audience?
I think you've got to have a vision for what you want to do and hire people that are smarter than you to help you do it.
And there you have it. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We are speaking with Doug Woods, the co-founder and CEO of DPR Construction. We will be back in a few.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Doug Woods, co-founder and CEO of DPR Construction. And as I told you before the break, we're going to hit him up with a tough question about what is one of the greatest challenges he's faced and how he overcame that. So what do you have to say to that, Doug?
I think one of the greatest challenges that we've overcome, Robert, was during the dot-com crash. We certainly faced a lot of crisis at that point. We were doing a lot of work for dot-com companies. And it stretched us financially. We were able to come through it in very well financially. But in conjunction with all that, we were doing a major semiconductor manufacturing plant for a large semiconductor manufacturer that we got into some issues relative to what the project would cost. And it stretched us financially as we kept working and the customer didn't want to pay us. All that with our bankers and the surety world forced us to sort of relook at our business, and we'd grown very quickly, faster than I think any construction company ever had. We'd gone from 1990 from zero to about $2 billion in the first 10 years.
Really? And wait. Before we talk more, how did you do that? And then finish the rest of the story.
Well, Robert, we did that because I think if we've got a real strength, it's we're very good at selling. We've got great people, we understand the customer's needs, and we're able to sell just about anything that we want to sell, that we feel passionate about. Customers like what we've got to offer. I think what we found was we were selling and growing our business faster than we were able to really build our business, our company. And we got out ahead of ourselves. And even though we made money every single quarter, we weren't making enough money to really fuel our growth the way we were, and the banks and the sureties wanted us to do it a little more conservatively. So in about 2001, 2002, we took a look at our business. We shrank ourselves down to about $900 million. We spent time with Jim Collins, the author, learning more about what truly makes companies great. We instilled some disciplines in how we conduct our business internally. And since that time, we've grown ourselves back up to being having revenues in excess of $2 billion. So, you know, I think that was sort of the biggest challenge that we faced. It was nobody really taught me how to build a company. I knew how to build buildings, but myself and my partners had never built a company before. And so we sort of were learning on our way. It was a good lesson. And after that lesson, I think the next one that we sort of learned was how do I, you know, do strategic planning? I think strategic planning got us through the recession and allowed us to keep growing in 2008 and 2009, and when most of our competitors were actually shrinking.
Now, I know you had Jim Collins, Built to Last, Good to Great, one of the all-time great thinkers. I'm assuming a lot of your tenants came from there.
A lot of it did. He certainly has taught us a lot in the times that we've spent with him and reading his books. But also we work a lot with FMI, their management consultants to the construction industry. And we spent some time sort of late 07 and early 08 doing strategic planning and sort of some scenario planning. And at that time, We were beginning to feel things might be changing in our industry, that there were architects and people were having slowdowns in billings. And even though all the projects we were involved with were good and the architects and engineers we were working with said that they had strong backlogs, we could just sense that something was going to happen. So we put together a couple scenarios to look at what might be the downsides if some of the really ugly things happened. And one of the things that we decided to do was to go after projects that in normal times would have stretched us and forced us to really go out and have to hire faster than we wanted to. But anyway, we went after these projects. We got the projects. But then as they sort of started up, we also had projects that began to slow down or projects that owners put on hold. So it served us well. We had a big backlog going into the recession, but at the end, we still kept growing our business. We also, as we saw the recession coming, we continued to pour money into training and sort of advancing the technologies that we use. And that also furthered our ability to go out and gain more work when some people weren't able to do that.
Now, you talked, it's a fascinating story of how you really strengthened yourself and fortified. You talked about being great at selling as a company, and that's something, I think if we have several hundred thousand entrepreneurs listening in, that's what they would want more than anything. What is really the key to being great at selling?
To be great at selling, boy, if I really, really could figure out how to tell you the answer to this, I'd bottle it up and sell it. But I think, first of all, you need to be passionate about what you do. If you're really passionate about it and you love it, you know, you've got the basics. You're starting to have the basics. The other thing you've got to do is spend a lot of time with your customer. You know, you've got to develop a relationship to where you know them, they know you, they know the team of people that you're selling, everything about your product that you're selling in advance of trying to sell it. I think you also need to listen a lot to as many people as you can within your customer's organization about what their needs are and what their expectations are, so that when you go in to really do the sale, you're speaking to all those things, and in a sense, you've sort of pre-sold the project. That, for us, is sort of the key to our success.
Interesting. What do you see the role of culture being in growing a great organization?
I think culture is sort of the backbone of the organization. It's the touchstone that everybody can go to. It's the family that sort of keeps one another in line and sort of lets people know what's expected of them. You know, I think we have a very strong culture that exists in our sort of 17 major locations across the country. And everybody sort of understands what it is to be at DPR, that it, you know, there aren't a lot of rules. There aren't a lot of, we don't have titles, but people do understand their roles and their responsibilities. And there's not a lot of oversight. We don't have bosses. We expect people to produce on their own. This is not an organization that fits well for all people. But if you like it, you can thrive in it. And I'll use the word passion again. They're passionate about what we do and producing a product that we can all be proud of. You know, our purpose as a company is to build great things, and that's not just great buildings, but it's a great company for ourselves. It's great relationships with our customers. It's building great communities that we live in. So our employees are proud of those kinds of things, and I think that's what our culture is all about.
Absolutely, and a lot of reason to. Doug is the co-founder and CEO of DPR Construction. They just made number 13 in Fortune's list of best companies to work for in America. We learned things like scenario planning is critical, have a niche, which theirs is technical construction. If you're growing too fast, like they got to $2 billion within 10 years, you sometimes have to cut back and always focus on being great salespeople. By knowing about the customer, all starts with your employees. Robert Reese signing off.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.